you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about having space to create results faster. So a lot of times our brain thinks, no, in order to create the result faster, what we need to do is we just need to keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. But what ends up happening is we end up doing a lot of stuff that probably isn't necessary to do to achieve our goal. Or we start to flip-flop between, I'm going to do this for a couple of days, I'm going to do this for something else, and I'm going to do this. And we don't know what's working and we don't know what's not working because we're trying so many different things. And we're not even taking a second to consider, like, oh, this thing I'm doing over here is really, really working. So I'm going to do more of that. This thing that I'm doing isn't giving me as much of the results that I want. So I'm not going to do that. We don't have time to stop and evaluate and adjust according to the data that we're getting because we're not giving ourselves that space. Now, at first, giving yourself the space will probably feel very uncomfortable because your brain is going to be, no, we need to be doing, we need to be moving forward, we need to keep going. And it's, can you sit with that while your brain is doing that? Because your brain is going to continue to spin in that, no, we need to keep going, we need to do this, we need to do this. But can you sit here and not act from that and just let your brain kind of spin over here? Because if you're able to do that, your brain will start to calm down and it will get a little easier. And then you can start to think more clearly. You can start to think about, what do I want to do? What is working when I look at the data? What are things that I'm enjoying that are also giving me the results that I want? And you can really start to evaluate what's happening. And when you're doing that, you have so much more space. You have space to think, to rest, to recharge. So I want you to think about this, especially if it feels really hard to do, doing it as an experiment. I'm just going to try this. So for me, I worked on having a screen-free day. And my brain did all of those things. It wanted to go, no, we need to be doing these things. These things are important. We have to get these things done. This will move us faster. This is slowing us down. Like, it had all of that. I just kind of had to, like, okay, my brain's going to do that over here. And I'm just going to sit here. I'm not going to be on my screens. I'm not going to be checking anything. And then from there, I could sit and really think and explore, but my creativity was so much better. And I ended up planning out an entire class with so much ease, so much flow, like it didn't even feel like I was working. It just felt so fun. So if you can start to create some space and even start to do it really small, it's like, okay, can I create the space for like an hour? I'm not going to work on anything. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to check my phone. I'm just going to create this space. And again, it might feel uncomfortable at first, but just try it as an experiment and just kind of see what happens. Just kind of see what comes up for you. Just kind of see how this could actually help you move toward your goals so much faster. And if you want to learn how to create commitment, go to createcommitment.com to get on the waitlist for my course, How to Create Commitment.